This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. On Capitol Hill, many U.S. lawmakers are labeling WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange as a person who went rogue, who should be served justice. The reaction comes after he was remanded in custody after he faced court Thursday following his arrest at the Ecuadorian embassy in London. AP correspondent Eric Tucker explains.
WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange was arrested pursuant to a U.S. extradition request. The Justice Department unsealed an indictment that was returned under seal last year that accused him of conspiring with Chelsea Manning in computer hacking. Currently, Julian Assange faces a single count indictment, a computer hacking conspiracy count that carries up to 5 years in prison. He has indicated through his attorneys that he intends to fight any extradition demand. There has been a long debate about press freedom and Julian Assange. Is he a journalist? Is he entitled to the same sorts of media protections that other journalists would get? The Justice Department may have sidestepped that argument by charging him unrelated to the publication, but rather the means by which he obtained it.
That's AP correspondent Eric Tucker. U.S. President Donald Trump expressed willingness Thursday to hold another summit with North Korea's leader to try to reach a sweeping denuclearization deal.
There are various smaller deals that could happen, Trump said to a reporter in the Oval Office when asked if he could accept any agreements shy of denuclearization.
You can work out step-by-step pieces, but at this moment we're talking about the big deal. The big deal is we have to get rid of the nuclear weapons.
South Korean President Moon Jae-in told Trump that the first summit the U.S. president held in Singapore with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un last June led to a significant reduction of tension on the Korean Peninsula and that there is a need for a third summit. A second summit in Hanoi earlier this year ended prematurely with no agreement. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
And this is VOA News. A plan by Sudan's military to take over the country's government is getting a cold reception from protesters and the international community who want to see the African nation take steps toward democracy. Sudan's defense minister announced the takeover on state television Thursday after the army ousted the country's longtime president Omar al-Bashir following months of demonstrations against his 30-year iron-fisted rule. Awad Muhammad Ahmed Ibn Uf said that the Transitional Military Council will run the government for the next 2 years. He declared a three-month state of emergency, the suspension of the constitution, and the dissolution of a parliament. The Sudan Professionals Association was one of the key organizers of the recent anti-Bashir protest. Spokeswoman Sarah Abdeljalil, who is based in the United Kingdom, says that the SPA is not optimistic about the events.
We are very clear in our statements in the last 3 to 4 days that we will never support the coup. We will support a military council that will work parallel to the civil government in the transitional period.
New demonstrations broke out in Khartoum when protesters became angry after realizing Sudan would be under military rule. Pro and anti-Brexit supporters have vowed to step up their campaigns after European Union leaders gave Britain a six-month extension to the process of leaving the bloc. The extension of the so-called Article 50 process averts immediate concerns of Britain leaving without an exit agreement with the European Union. The new deadline is October 31st. The delay could mean that Britain will take part in EU elections scheduled in May. And there are also still a few signs that British lawmakers will approve Theresa May's proposed Brexit deal, further prolonging the political chaos. EU Council President Donald Tusk announced the extension early Thursday. Acting Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan told the Senate Armed Services Thursday that America needs a Space Force to maintain its world leadership. Shanahan said Russia and China are, in his words, weaponizing space.
Both China and Russia have weaponized space with the intent to hold American capabilities at risk. Every member of this committee has access to the classified threat picture, but the bottom line is the next major conflict may be won or lost in space.
Some committee members expressed skepticism about the need for a sixth branch of the military. The Taliban says it has temporarily stopped the International Committee of the Red Cross and the World Health Organization from carrying out relief work in the areas it controls in Afghanistan. It has revoked security guarantees for their staff. The Islamist insurgent group alleged in a statement that it has found WHO staff involved in some suspicious activities. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.